about keeping an animal in an Orthodox Jewish home. There is a prohibition to introduce a dangerous animal in the home. There is also the prohibition of tsar balei chayim, an animal in a little home. It is also prohibited to sterilize animals. Based on all of this, is it possible to keep a dog in a Jewish home? Which is preferable, dog or cat, in terms of dangerous animals? If keeping an animal in the home is permissible, what about sterilization? And without it, in this case, is it the problem of tsar balei chayim? Thanks a lot. Kol Tuv, Mordechai Hirsch ben David from Italy. Okay, first of all, keeping dangerous animals. Obviously, a kelev ra, bad dog that bites people, and even a dog that barks and scares people, is prohibited to have unless it is obviously tied up and people know that it poses no threat. If it's a playful puppy, not a dog that barks viciously, then there's no prohibition of having it. Obviously, cats and kittens are less of a problem. A tsar balei chayim, if it's a house pet, there's no tsar balei chayim for a animal to be brought up within a house. If it's an animal that is used to the wild and caged in a house, then that may be a problem of tsar balei chayim. Sterilization of animals, sterilizing a male animal is for sure a Torah prohibition. Sterilizing a female animal is a shaila, but it still should not be done. There may be permissible ways of sterilizing a female animal by utilizing a goy and selling the animal to a goy. That you should ask a rav that you ask your regular shilas to, whether that is permissible or not. But if the animal is not sterilized, that does not pose a tsar balei chayim. That's a normal way for an animal to be.